الحمد لله، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه ومصطفى نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهداه، أما بعد. Here we are today again with the brief of the seerah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the seerah of the 10 companions, those whom the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave them the glad tidings of the Jannah. The last time, the last lecture we had covered the ankles of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and we said that today inshallah, or in this lecture, we're going to talk about his aunts. And when you say aunts, we mean the sisters of his father, not the sisters of his mother. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to have 6 sisters. We said he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had 11 uncles and 6 sisters. MashaAllah. In total, there were 17, the children of Abdul Muttalib. Huh? Did I say sisters? 6 aunts. He has no sisters. He's the only child of Abdullah and Amina. Both Abdullah and Amina had no children. They both were married virgin, and they both, Abdullah died when the Prophet ﷺ was a child in a womb, and a baby in a womb, and his mother Amina bint Wahab died when he was 7 years old. When he was 7 years old, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And both of them died in the state of kufr. We have the evidences of that. For his father, one day the Prophet ﷺ was sitting to the Sahaba when somebody asked him, Ya Rasulullah, where is my father who died, who passed away? He ﷺ said, your father is in the fire. The man left the place very sad. So when he when he saw the man turned away sad, he called him and he said, my father and your father are in the fire. So this shows that his father died on kufr. In regard to his mother, he saw Salam said that when he passed by Al Abwa, a place between Medina and Mecca, on the journey to Mecca, he passed by Al Abwa, where his mother died when she was coming back from Medina to Mecca. She died there in Al Abwa, and she was buried there. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I asked my Lord permission to visit my the grave of my mother, and he subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted him. And then he said, I asked him permission to subligate and seek forgiveness for her, but Allah ta'ala prevented him from doing that. And this shows that she died on kufr, because the only one that we don't seek forgiveness for is the kafir. Is the kafir. So the Prophet ﷺ had 6 aunts. Safiya bint Abdul Muttalib. Safiya. And she is the mother of Zubayr ibn al-Awwam. Safiya had Zubayr, and her husband died, so she became widow. She decided to take care of her son Zubayr, and she was raising him in a way that made yani that Zubayr became very brave and strong fighter. She used to take him to a forest or a jungle, in fact, in near Mecca, near the mountains, and she used to put him there and run away. And the boy, he was a very little boy, and the boy used to cry and cry and cry. So when the people pass by, they say to her, won't you be merciful with this boy want you show him some mercy. She says, I'm preparing him for a very important day. That day came when Zubair ibn al-Awwam joined the fight of Badr, when he radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to fight riding a horse with two swords. Do you understand what does that mean? He's riding the horse, controlling it by legs, and fighting from both sides with sword. Two swords in his hands. So the horse needs control, and the fight needs also attention. He, radiallahu anhu, used to fight by both hands. And that's why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ حَوَارِي وَحَوَارِي هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ الزبير بن عوام. For every prophet, there is حواري, means supporter. And the supporter of this ummah, the prophet of this ummah, is the Zubair bin Awwam. Safiya bint Abdul Muttalib embraced Islam very early, and she migrated to Medina. She was a blood sister of Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib. Their mother was one. Hamza and Safiya's mother was one. Safiya bint Abdul Muttalib is the one who killed the Jew in the in one of the battles, when the Jew man noticed that the women are killed and saved in a place where no men. So he wanted to take that chance, and you know, women are usually weak, so, and he is somebody who is a fighter. So he tried to climb the wall, the fence, and jump to either arrest them or kill them. So Safiya, with a very strong heart, took a piece of wood, big piece of wood, and she hit that man on his head and killed him. And killed him, رضي الله تعالى عنها وارضاه. So not only her son Zubayr was brave, and we all know that his grandsons, Abdullah ibn Zubayr, how brave was he? Urwa ibn Zubayr and the like. Abdullah ibn Zubayr and Urwa ibn Zubayr, her grandsons. So, we know that Zubayr was killed in a battle, and Abdullah ibn Zubayr was killed in Mecca by al-Hajjaj. So, Safiya was a very brave woman and strong. And in the battle of Uhud, she used to also fight with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and defend him, رضي الله تعالى عنها. She died at the time of Umar ibn Khattab, رضي الله عنهما جميعا. And the second aunt of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was Atika bint عبد المطلب. Atika. It was said that Atika also embraced Islam, and she is the one who saw the dream of Badr. She was a wife of Umayyah ibn al-Mughir ibn Abdullah ibn Umar ibn Makhzum. She had from him Abdullah ibn al-Mughir, who embraced Islam and accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also she had Zuhayr ibn al-Mughir, and Qariba al-Kubra, a daughter called Qariba al-Kubra. So this is Atika bint Abdul Muttalib, the aunt of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also Arwa bint Abdul Muttalib, Arwa. The third is Arwa bint Abdul Muttalib. These names, why we choosing to teach something of the Sira? To see how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba were, to take the not Abu Abdu, Abdul Muttalib. Abdul Muttalib. Nah. We teach Sira, we take benefits from it, And at the same time, we emphasize the names, Ikhwan. Names. Look at the Safiya, Atika, Arwa, and the like, as we are going to see. Qariba. Qariba is also a name of some of the relatives of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Arwa bint Abdul Muttalib. She was a wife of Umayr ibn Wahb ibn Abd al-Dar ibn Qusay. And she had a son from him called Tulayb ibn Umayr. And this Tulayb was from the first people who migrated to Medina. And he attended Badr. He attended Badr and he was killed in a battle called Ajnadin. As Amirta rahimahullah radiyallahu ta'ala an. He had no children. And the fourth is Umaymah. Umaymah bint Abdul Muttalib. All the children of daughters of Abdul Muttalib. Umaymah bint Abdul Muttalib. Umaymah was a wife of Jahsh ibn Ri'ab. Jahsh ibn Ri'ab. And she had for him Abdullah ibn Jahsh, who was killed in Uhud as a shaheed. And Abu Ahmad the blind, also one of her children from Jahsh ibn Ri'ab, is Abu Ahmad al-A'ma. He was blind, a sha'ir, and he was a poet, and he used to, his name was Abd. And also she had Zainab. So Zainab bint Jahsh, we all know Zainab bint Jahsh. Do you know who is Zainab bint Jahsh? Zainab bint Jahsh is the mother of believers. The wife of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And also she had Habiba and Hamna. All of them were companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Ubaydullah ibn Jahsh, he embraced Islam at the beginning of the Islam history in Mecca, and he migrated to Abyssinia. But there in Abyssinia, because the Abyssinians were Christians, so he became Christian. He rejected Islam and became Christian and died in Kufr, in the state of Kufr there. The fifth aunt of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Barrah bint Abd al-Muttalib. She was a wife of Abd al-Asad ibn Hilal ibn Abdullah ibn Umar ibn Makhzum. And she had for him a child called Abu Salama. His name is Abdullah. So he's Abdullah ibn Abd al-Asad ibn Hilal ibn Abdullah ibn Umar ibn Makhzum. This Abu Salama is the husband of Umm al-Mu'mineen Umm Salama. When he died, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam married Umm Salama. One day, when he, Abu Salama, died, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam met her and found her very, very sad. And he said to her, "Don't feel so sorry. Allah Ta'ala may give you a better husband than yours, than the one you missed." She said, "Who is better than Abu Salama?" And see how she was very loyal to her husband. After dying, she was sad and she said, "Who is can be a like of Abu Salama?" But the Prophet ﷺ did not answer. Until one day, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married her. And then she said, now I know what did you mean by that, and that Allah Ta'ala gave me a better husband than Abu Salama. And but this Barra perhaps is not Umm Salama. Don't mix. We're talking about the answer of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Umm Salama is the wife of her son, of Barra's son, of the son of Barra. So what is his relation to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Barra is the aunt of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Abu Salama is the son of Barra. So he is the cousin of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When this cousin Abu Salama Abdullah died, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam married his wife Umm Salama. Married his wife Umm Salama. But Barra was the wife of, as I said before, Abdul Asad ibn Hilal. When Abdul Asad died, she married Abu Rahm ibn Abdul Uzz ibn Abi Qais. And she had from him Abu Abrah ibn Abi Rahm. This was Barra. The sixth and last is Ummu Hakim. وهي البيضاء أم حكيم وهي البيضاء. She was called البيضاء. البيضاء means the white one. البيضاء بنت عبد المطلب. البيضاء the white one. البيضاء. She was the wife of قريز ابن ربيعة ابن حبيب ابن عبد الشمس ابن عبد مناف. She was the wife of Quraiz ibn Rabi'a ibn Habib ibn Abd Shams ibn Abd Manaf. And she had for him Arwa bint Quraiz. Arwa, the daughter of Quraiz. Arwa bint Quraiz is the mother of Uthman ibn Affan. Look now, how is the connection between the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the companions? Arwa, which is the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had Uthman. So what is the relation between the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Uthman? He is his uncle. He's his uncle. Right? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the cousin of Uthman's mother, which is Arwa bint Quraiz, which is the daughter of Umm Hakim, the aunt of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So by that we had a summary of the aunts of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If there is any question, or I have here a poet for Ibn al-Qayyim called Al-Mimiyah, we want to recite it, and maybe sometime we will inshallah explain it. It's about aqeedah, and it is has a lot of naam. طيب روح اوكي وي سيد برا بنت عبد المطلب از ذا كازن از ذا انت اوف ذا بروفيت صلى الله عليه وسلم از ذا انت اوف ذا بروفيت صلى الله عليه وسلم برا مريت تو مين وان افتر انذر ذا فيرست واز عبد الاسد بن هلال. عبد الأسد ابن هلال and Barra had a child boy called Abu Salama, whose name Abdullah. Abu Salama, when he grew up, now Abu Salama is the cousin of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Okay? Because Abu Salama's mother is the aunt of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. When Abu Salama was a man, he married a woman called Umm Salama. Abu Salama died sometime he died, so Umm Salama became widow and free of husband. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم passed by her one day and said, may Allah get you a better man than Abu Salama. She said, who can be a better man than Abu Salama? Then in one day he صلى الله عليه وسلم asked her for marriage. She said, I know now what did you mean by Allah Ta'ala give you a husband better than Abu Salama, which is perhaps the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and no one else can be better than the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Any other question? Now, any other question? Until someone has a question in regard to the answer of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we're going to go through this poetry of Ibn Qayyim, and we may explain it sometime later, or even explain some of it once we find it needs to be explained. The poem is called Al-Mimiyya, which means it ends by the letter Mim. Ibn Qayyim says, إذا طلعت شمس النهار فإنها أمارة تسليمي عليكم فسلموا سلام من الرحمن في كل ساعة وروح وريحان وفضل وأنعم على الصحب والإخوان والولد والأولى دعوهم بإحسان فجادوا وأنعموا وسائر من للسنة المحضة اقتفى وما زاغ عنها فهو حق مقدم أولئك أتباع النبي وحزبه ولولاهم ما كان في الأرض مسلم ولولاهم كادت تميد بأهلها ولكن رواسيها وأوتادها هم ولولاهم كانت ظلاما بأهلها ولكن هم فيها بدور وأنجم أولئك أصحابي فحي هلا بهم وحي هلا بالطيبين وأنعم لكل امرئ منهم سلام يخصه يبلغه الأدنى إليه وينعم فيا محسنا بلغ سلامي وقل لهم محبكم يدعو لكم ويسلم ويا لائمي في حبهم وولائهم تأمل هداك الله من هو ألوم بأي دليل أم بأية حجة ترى حبهم عارا علي وتنقم وما العار إلا بغضهم واجتنابهم وحب عداهم ذاك عار ومأثم أما والذي شق القلوب وأودع محبة فيها حيث لا تتصرم وحملها قلب المحب وإنه ليضعف عن حمل القميص ويألم وذللها حتى استكانت لصولة المحبة لا تلوي ولا تتلعثم وذلل فيها أنفسا دون ذلها حياض المنايا فوقها وهي حوم لأنتم على قرب الديار وبعدها أحبتنا إن غبتم أو حضرتم سلون سمات الريح كم قد تحملت محبة صب شوقه ليس يكتم وشاهد هذا أنها في هبوبها تكاد تبث الوجد لو تتكلم وكنت إذا ما اشتد بالشوق والجوى وكادت عرى الصبر الجميل تفصم أعلل نفسي بالتلاقي وقربها وأوهمها لكنها تتوهم وأتبع طرفي وجهة أنتم بها فلي بحماها مربع ومخيم وأذكر بيتا قاله بعض من خلا وقد ضل عنه صبره فهو مغرم أسائل عنكم كل غاد ورائح وأومي إلى أوطانكم وأسلم وكم يصبر المشتاق عمن يحبه وفي قلبه نار الأسى تتضرم أما والذي حج المحبون بيته ولبوا له عند المهل وأحرموا وقد كشفوا تلك الرؤوس تواضعا لعزة من تعلو الوجوه وتسلم يهلون بالبيداء لبيك ربنا لك الملك والحمد الذي أنت تعلم دعاهم فلبوا دعاهم فلبوه رضا ومحبة فلما دعوه كان أقرب منهم تراهم على الأنباء شعثا رؤوسهم وغبرا وهم فيها أسر وأنعم وقد فارقوا الأوطان والأهل رغبة ولم يثنهم لذاتهم والتنعم يسيرون من أقطارها وفجاجها رجالا وركبانا ولله أسلموا ولما رأت أبصارهم بيته الذي قلوب الورى شوقا إليه تضرموا كأنهم لم ينصبوا قط قبله لأن شقاهم قد ترحل عنهم فلله كم من عبرة مهراقة وأخرى على آثارها لا تقدموا وقد شرقت عين المحب بدمعها فينظر من بين الدموع ويسجم إذا عاينته العين زال ظلامها وزال عن القلب الكئيب التألم ولا يعرف الطرف المعاين حسنه إلى أن يعود الطرف والشوق أعظم ولا عجب من ذا فحين أضافه إلى نفسه الرحمن فهو المعظم كساه من الإجلال أعظم حلة طراز بها كساه من الإجلال أعظم حلة عليها طراز بالملاحة معلم فمن أجل ذا كل القلوب تحبه وتخضع إجلالا له وتعظم وراحوا إلى التعريف يرجون رحمة ومغفرة ممن يجود ويكرم فلله ذاك الموقف الأعظم الذي كموقف يوم العرض بل ذاك أعظم ويدنو به الجبار جل جلاله يباهي به أملاكه فهو أكرم يقول عبادي قد أتوني محبة وإني بهم بر أجود وأرحم فأشهدكم أني غفرت ذنوبهم وأعطيتهم ما أملوه وأعظم فبشراكم يا أهل ذا الموقف الذي به يغفر الله الذنوب ويرحم فكم من عتيق فيه كمل عتقه وآخر يستسعي وربك أرحم وما رؤي الشيطان أغيض في الورى وأحقر منه عندها وهو ألأم وذاك لأمر قد رآه فغاضه فأقبل يحث التراب غيظا ويلطم وما عاينت عيناه من رحمة أتت ومغفرة من عند ذي العرش تقسم بنى ما بنى حتى إذا ظن أنه تمكن من بنيانه فهو محكم أتى الله بنيانا له من أساسه فخر عليه ساقطا يتهدم وكم قدر ما يعلو البناء وينتهي إذا كان يبنيه وذو العرش يهدم. Anyway, it is a long يعني poem. MashaAllah, it يعني explains the Hajj and how the people benefit from the Hajj. I wish that inshaAllah ta'ala in some time we can go through it to see how beautiful meaning it had, as usual from Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala. As we know, he has a nuniyya, which ends every line, it ends in the letter noon, and that describes the aqeedah of the Salaf and the creation from Adam until last man, and yani mashallah, it was very strong and beautiful, and the best, and it was about 4,500 lines or 4,500 So yani Ibn Qayyim, when he yani speaks about these things, mashallah, it's very meaningful and beneficial. Inshallah ta'ala, one day very soon we're gonna stop some durus and yani get to like this. At least we change with something yani nice. It's as you hear, it is musical, and at the same time it is very, very beneficial. Very, very beneficial. Wallahu a'lam. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد عليه وصحبه. If you have any question, inshallah, you can raise now, inshallah. If not, inshallah, we'll be at the other lecture at 9, يعني 2 hours from now. We're going to have Kitab التوحيد, inshallah, ta'ala, with Masjid al-Sunnah in Port of Spain, Trinidad. And it's going to be also... On the back talk in the room, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.